This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi everybody, Jim Z here, your host of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Well, I had a great weekend. I hope that you did too. I was out at the Beantown Doc Dogs inaugural event. That was so cool, so much fun, and those guys did a great job for their very first event. Experience really showed. They had a lot of help out there too, teams coming in from all over the place, multiple states. They did a dunk tank out there and had a raffle. They raised a lot of money, something like $2,500 for a charity or two. That was great, fantastic, and very giving of that club. So they're off to a fantastic start. Glycoflex was out there. That's one of the interviews I have coming up in this episode. And they were fantastic supporters as well. Jennifer and I had a wonderful time. Dogs did great and had a lot of fun as always. A few things going on in the world of doc dogs to tell you about before we get into this week's show. Nominations for the Golden Paw Awards are over today, 11:59 tonight. That is your last chance to get in the nominations. So you want to go ahead and log in to docdogs.com, log into your handler account with your ID and password, and go on up there and make some nominations. Don't forget, you need to type in a little description on why you're nominating someone, because as we talked in the last episode, I may not know Joe Smith from Dog River, Saskatchewan. So, you know, I don't know anything about him, but maybe I still get to vote, and maybe I don't know anything about any of the people, and that's all I'm going to go by, and I'm going to vote. You don't have to vote, but maybe that's what I chose to do, and your information may be what I use. So make sure you put in some descriptive information on why to vote for these people and why they're deserving of your nomination. So that's 11:59 tonight, midnight. Got to get those nominations in, and then the nominations are closed, and then we'll move into the voting part of it. Don't forget about decorating your car for Worlds. We did this a couple years ago. Get those crayons or whatever you use on the windows there, wax. I know they sell specific ones for that. Probably at like an office store, Walmart. I'm sure you can find them on Amazon as well. But, decorate your windows up for your cars. They have to say docdogs.com on it somewhere. And make sure it's somewhere where we can see it. I will be a judge, or one of the judges, or picking my judges, and one of the rules are definitely going to be, you know, it's got to be reasonable. If it's teeny tiny fine print that I can't even see with a magnifying glass, I'm not even going to count it. So, just want to let you know, the prize for that is $150 in Doc Dogs credits. That's a lot of jumping you can do just for decorating up your car, advertising docdogs.com on your windows there, along with everything else. Write down your dogs' names. Make sure you write down it. You're going to the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa. You know it's going to be a great time and make people envious of where you're heading to. I also want to remind you about the Dueling Dogs event in Medina, Ohio coming up. That's not too far away, only a few weeks off, folks. October 9th, 10th, and 11th in Medina, Ohio. You can find out more information about that on Doc Dog's website. Go to the events registration page and go on in there and be at the inaugural Dueling Dogs standalone event. It's the first one of its kind. Years from now, people will get to brag about how they were at the very first ever Dueling Dogs event, and you know it's going to be a good time. So it's the first day of fall, and the Doc Dog season is still going strong. While the actual season date is coming up in about less than a month, we just turn it right over, go into Worlds, and events are already on the calendar, and more will be coming, so always check that events calendar. It's a never-ending process, folks. It just keeps getting added to. There's a little bit of a lull, of course, between the holidays, but beyond that, and sometimes there's still events, so you gotta check that out, too, in case you're interested. But let's find out what's going on this week in the world of Doc Dogs events. Well, starting September 25th through the 27th, it is the 2015 Hotchkin Fall Festival, brought to you by Dixie Doc Dogs, one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs. That is in, it doesn't say where it's at. You'd think I'd be better prepared. You'd think it would say on the website right here on this events list page. I'm guessing it's somewhere in the state of Georgia. Also, the Snowshoe Freefall Festival, September 25th through the 27th, brought to you by Buckeye Doc Dogs, another one of Doc Dogs' affiliates. And that doesn't say where it's at either, but I happen to know that that is in Snowshoe, West Virginia. Good event up there, beautiful in the mountains this time of year. Went up there last year. We showed up, I think, on Thursday, maybe it was Friday, of course, to help set up and everything like that. And when we got in, you know, things were kind of looking a little fall colorish. And by the time we left on Sunday, it was really fall colorish. So it happened right in front of our eyes, folks. Beautiful, great pictures up there if you're into that. And a great event. It's a whole festival. You can get concert tickets. There's concerts going on. It's kind of like a mini Vail. That's how I look at it. But it's definitely worth checking out. A great time. The Shields Outdoor Expo in Eclair, Wisconsin is September 25th through the 27th. That is a Doc Dogs worldwide event. Also coming up September 26th and 27th, the third annual Dirty Dogs Extravaganza in Wake Forest, North Carolina. That's brought to you by Carolina Doc Dogs, another one of Doc Dogs' wonderful affiliates, the Carolina group down there. And also the Bloomsburg Fair. This has been a longtime Doc Dogs event. Week one of the Bloomsburg Fair in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, a Doc Dogs worldwide event. September 26th through 27th, just 2 days there for the week one of it. And then you'll be going into week two starting September 28th through October 3rd. Again, the Bloomsburg Fair. So it's two events in one, just changes official events after Sunday. And you start all over for week two, and that means starting all over with all the qualifying and the finals and everything like that. So it's a twofer there. Also, don't forget about Delmarva Doc Dogs is doing Jumping in New Jersey at Ocean County Decoy and Gun Show September 26th and 27th, part of Delmarva Doc Dogs. And that doesn't say where that is either. So check it out. Go to the Doc Dogs website online. It'll tell you the cities and addresses and everything for those events. All right, well, coming up in this episode, I had a wonderful time once again at the Beantown Doc Dogs inaugural event. Jumping my dogs, playing, taking pictures, getting some video, and talking with some of the folks there, the competitors. I've got a conversation coming up, talked with Jesse Dalton. He is the president of Beantown Doc Dogs, and how the event went and how successful it was there. Also talked with Adrian and Sarah from GlycoFlex. They were there, and the GlycoFlex doc was there, and everyone was getting some samples from GlycoFlex and just enjoying their support, tremendous support from that organization. And we learned a little bit about them in my conversation coming up. I had also talked with a Canadian competitor, came across the border down there, the Beantown Doc Dogs event. That was a great time as well, great conversation. So here we go, let's get into it. Here's my conversations from Hinsdale, Massachusetts at Ozzy's, the Beantown Doc Dogs, Doc Dogs event.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am with Adrian and Sarah from GlycoFlex. These two lovely ladies came down to the Beantown Doc Dogs' first inaugural Doc Dogs event right here in Hinsdale, Massachusetts, at Ozzy's. It's been a wonderful weekend, ladies, and you guys have been here in full force with GlycoFlex. Billboards on the road, tents all over here that say GlycoFlex. It's, of course, the GlycoFlex Doc. It's so cool. So I wanted to ask, Adrian, we'll start with you. What do you think of this whole thing?
We're just really excited to be here because it's our first... Well, second, Sarah got to go last week, but our first real opportunity to physically see and touch and be a part of the community, because we've kind of been a little bit away and we had to hear the stories.
Right.
And this has been a great opportunity to meet people and see everyone and see the enthusiasm.
That's cool. That's cool. Awesome. Sarah, what's your take on all this?
Well, this is our first year as a national sponsor of Doc Dogs,
mm-hmm.
and the GlycoFlex products are actually part of the VetraScience Laboratories brand
right.
of animal nutritional supplements. So we're a perfect fit for Doc Dogs and what Doc Dogs represents. Active lifestyle,
yeah.
very close partnership between handler and dog. It's very much the same things that VetraScience and GlycoFlex stand for. So when we decided to partner with them, it felt really comfortable, and we just fit into this family. So being here in person has really solidified that. We have tons of great ideas for next year.
Awesome.
And we're just going to keep building on the momentum that we've started.
That is cool. And you really do need to be at the event to get that kind of experience, just like you're talking about. It's so cool, and it's excellent. And I can tell you, as a competitor, as someone who's involved in Doc Dogs, to have a sponsor like Lycoflex, with your everything on the dock, the dock looks so cool, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And you got to see it in person, so for the first time, is that right? Or no, you saw it at a previous event,
yep.
But
this is my first time seeing it in person.
Yeah, so what'd
Absolutely.
You think? Pretty cool?
I think that I was so happy with the way it came out. We were so pleased to get to use Sarah's work from Jay's Awakening on Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out spectacularly well.
We've
been so pleased.
That's cool. And Sarah, you saw it. Where did you see it first? You were at a previous event?
I was at Dog Days 2 in Kittery, Maine last week with Seacoast Doc Dogs.
Okay, cool.
And it does make a difference seeing it in person versus just seeing it in pictures.
Yes.
It has a great impact.
Yes, yes.
And we think it's the best rig of all.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, tell us a little bit more about Glycoflex. Can you separate what your products are available to both the people with very active dogs, like the disc dogs and Doc Dogs that's going on here, versus someone that might have more of just a general house pet and, you know, not getting the information or the details that they need to know? Let's let them know what Glycoflex has to offer.
So Glycoflex is a nutritional supplement that supports healthy joints. And when you have a dog such as a Doc Dog athlete, just like any other human athlete, they're working out really hard. They're putting stress on their hip joints, their muscles, their legs. What Glycoflex offers is just additional support to keep all those body parts healthy and functioning the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
So we would certainly say it's a great product for a Doc Dog
Absolutely.
Athlete to take. Glycoflex is not a new product. Glycoflex has been available at your veterinary clinic for almost 40 years.
Well,
we're not new. We've been in this business a long time. We were one of the first companies to actually make a joint support product specifically for dogs. That was almost 40 years ago. There wasn't anyone else doing it.
Wow.
And we decided to do it, to formulate it specifically for that species. And that's important. You can give your dog other products, human glucosamine, that's okay. But ours is specific to dogs, and we think that that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have a dog that's doing the dock diving
right.
or doing the athletic. It's still a great product. Dogs naturally put a lot of stress on their hips and joints. Our product is great for that. Whether you give it to them in the early stages of their life as just extra support, or whether you give it to them when you actually start to see maybe there's something going on there, perhaps you talk with your vet recommends a joint supplement, we think Glycoflex is the best fit.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm sure that you guys have a website where people can learn more. What's the address on that?
www.glycoflex.com.
Fantastic.
You can also go to vetriscience.com. That's sort of the overall brand above
uh-huh.
Glycoflex. We have a myriad of other products for conditions that are common to dogs and cats. Don't forget about the cats.
Yeah, right, right.
Don't forget about the cats.
Cats have joints too, you know.
Right? Cats need joint support.
Right.
The VetriScience brand has products for anxiety, separation, nervousness, thunderstorm. We have a fantastic
really?
Product.
Interesting.
Composure. We have probiotics. We have multivitamins.
Dental.
We have dental products. We have a product for almost any health concern that you might have. Check out our website. Talk with your vet. See what's right for you. And I bet we have a product that would match that.
Wow, that is very cool. I've just learned something here. You guys have Facebook, too?
Of course.
Of course.
Venture Science.
Okay.
Venture Science. We're
okay.
on Twitter. We're on Instagram.
Excellent.
You can find us everywhere.
Excellent. Now,
and we also have YouTube.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
YouTube as well.
Yes. We're
very cool.
Put some of our video on YouTube.
Yes. Yes. That'll be cool. So I have to ask, because you mentioned, you know, we talked about cats and dogs. Do you guys go beyond that? Do you go to other animals?
No.
Okay.
No, we specialize in dogs and cats. We've just found that that's what we do the best, and
okay.
we're going to concentrate in those areas.
Okay, no, nothing wrong with that. I was just wanted to make sure we got the full word out there, because after all that encouraging news about the great products that they sound like, if I were a horse owner or something like that, I might be going, oh, I need to check that out too. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to help you, but horse owners, you have dogs. So we know you do.
We know you do.
So, well, ladies, thank you so much for your time. It's so great that you came out here and supported this Doc Dogs event here for Beantown Doc Dogs, their first inaugural event. That's very exciting, of course, as well. What did you think about the dogs? Did you actually get to stand up right at the edge of the pool and watch one go right by your face? Because if you haven't, you got to do that before you go.
I'm covered.
All right, there you go. Excellent.
Pond water.
You truly did get into it.
So we just wanted to say one last thing.
Yeah.
We've just rolled out a new program called the GlycoFlex Challenge.
Okay.
GlycoFlexChallenge.com.
Okay.
If you have a dog that you're noticing some hip joint issues, hind leg weakness, trouble going up the stairs, maybe a little bit stiff in the morning, go to GlycoFlexChallenge.com.
Okay.
We're doing a 4-week program. Sign up, you fill out our form. You hit submit, we're going to send you an email right away with a link to upload your before video. Take a video of your dog. Ooh, maybe he can't get on the couch anymore. Take a video of that action. Send it to me. I'll send you a 1-month supply of GlycoFlex for free.
Wow.
Because we know you're going to see a difference.
Wow.
We know. We're so confident we're going to give you the product.
I was going to say, that is confidence in your product. That's great. Fantastic.
4 weeks later, we're going to send you another email with a reminder and a link to upload your after video. And you're going to share your story with us, and you're going to show us the difference that you saw.
Very
cool. We know you're going to see a difference.
Well, very cool. So for listeners of Radio Doc Dogs, we'll make sure BK gets a link to that as well, where this is posted up there. So if that's fantastic. That's awesome. Man, GlycoFlex, you guys are kicking it, man. It's rocking. It really is. It is rocking. Thank you again so much. Really appreciate you taking the time, and I really look forward to talking with you again in the near future.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I got Jesse Dalton. And Matt Vaughn standing over here too. So yeah, I'm telling everybody who's here.
Oh man!
But what we want to talk about is we just got done cleaning up from the very first ever Beantown Doc Dogs event. Jesse, congratulations! It was a huge success.
Oh, thank you. It was a great time. A lot of people, a lot of spectators, some great vendors. We had disc dogs, so it was a great weather. Couldn't ask for a better event.
Yeah, I was a little worried this morning, but it cleared up nice. Could have been a little warmer, but that's okay. That's the time of year. Hey, that was still great.
Yeah, we had a lot of people come out. We raised $2,500 for a local nonprofit that we were supporting. It was a great event.
Yeah, that was cool. You guys had the dunk tank and everything, and GlycoFlex was out here, and they did great. They looked good. It was all GlycoFlex dock and everything like that. So
yeah, they definitely came out in force, and they had a couple billboards around. And
yeah, that was cool. Yeah, the billboards. I was like driving down the road, go, whoa, that's cool. And Ozzy's, I didn't get the chance to talk to Ozzy. I didn't catch him before he left, but what a cool place.
Yeah, yep. He does a great business there, and everybody in that town, a couple of towns over, go there pretty regularly. So
yeah, pretty cool. Not, you know, there's been a few other bar, restaurant, and Doc Dogs put together, and they usually are pretty successful, and it's all great because it's right there in the same place. Good food there, too.
Yeah, food's great, and it was a great time having everybody there last night for a little social gathering.
Yep, had a good time there as well. So how'd your dogs do this weekend?
Good. Everybody did really well.
Yeah. How many did you have this weekend with you?
I had 10 with me.
just 10?
Yeah, just 10. Only right. 5 of them jumped.
Okay.
He's the crazy dog guy in the group.
Right, right. But that's part of what drove him to bring Beantown Doc Dogs, to the area here. So, it was cool. You know, I don't remember the last time I've been to someone's very first event, but this was definitely a success. I know what really got me is your experience showed. It wasn't like a nightmare. Like, I remember, I think it was our first Buckeye Doc Dogs event. It was a little rough. Because we really didn't have all that much experience. You guys, you made it seem pretty smooth. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I didn't see anybody stomping around or hear about any fights or anything like that. So,
no, we were, we had a lot of help. Aaron and Lori did a great job, and all you guys that traveled up to give a hand, and you and Matt announcing and judging. And so it definitely took everybody, took a village to run the event.
But. Well, yeah, it was a blast. So. Well, congratulations again. Thanks again for being on the show.
Well, thanks
Looking
for coming.
Looking forward to seeing you at the next event, wherever that might be, probably Worlds.
Yeah, that's probably where I'll see you.
Cool. All right, thanks. And thanks, Matt.
Hey, you're welcome.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest is Melissa Dorn. Melissa came all the way down from Canada to the Beantown Dock Dogs first ever Dock Dogs event. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
How was your drive? Pretty easy, pretty boring.
It was boring, but it wasn't too bad. I'm a bit out of practice with doing drives that are more than a few hours by myself because I haven't been going to the States as much. So it wasn't too bad, 6.5 hours.
Yeah, no, that's not bad at all. I mean, people, you know, have come from further, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and some of them, there's a couple competitors here. The guy just, I think he can walk home from here. How nice is that, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had an event like that?
Actually, this year, there's one in my hometown. I couldn't walk from it, but it was about a 20-minute drive home, which
well, that's
pretty
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you can't beat that, obviously. So, how's Guinness and Stella doing here?
They're both doing pretty well. Stella just started jumping this year. I'll start with her first. It's weird for me having two dogs that do this now because I'm so used to just talking about Guinness.
Yeah,
I guess
right.
I have to talk about Stella.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Stella just started jumping this year. She got a personal best of 8 feet 3 inches.
Woohoo!
And then she discovered there's a Frisbee competition going on behind the dock.
That's
and
right.
She would rather play Frisbee. So she's timed out a few times. She did a 5-foot something. But the most important thing for me is she continues to make progress at each event. And she has. She jumps a bit further each time.
Yeah, she seems to play to the crowd a bit. Well,
yeah.
She's so cute up there, too. So
yeah. She's not really like her brother, but I think one day she will start jumping in the teens, maybe even hit 20 feet. She's fast. She just has to get more confident on the dock.
Yeah, well, so how did she do with the disc dogs?
Well, if I could throw better, she would be really good.
Yeah, that's part of it,
yeah.
Right? Just like dock dogs.
Yeah.
It's a team sport. And Guinness, how's he doing? He had some big jumps, I saw.
Yeah, his best this weekend's been 21.5.
Nice.
I think we've qualified for the semi-pro finals at this point. As long as I get a jump from him with Pop, I'm happy. He hurt himself at the beginning of the year, so we've been having to do some rehab and therapy to get him back to where he is. So I'm just thrilled that he's jumping master jumps and
oh,
trying
wow.
to catch his toy.
Yeah, what did he do? What happened to him?
He injured his right iliopsoas muscle, which is kind of the groin muscle on dogs.
Okay.
He did it at the beginning of the year in May. He was just outside. I wish I could say he was doing something exciting, but he was honestly just running around being a dog.
No cool story for it. Yeah, I
yeah.
hear you.
So we had to miss our first, we normally go to Frank and Newt, so we had to miss that, and then I've just been starting with him slowly back. He's actually surprised me, given that he was hurt. He's been pretty consistently jumping 21 this year.
Yeah, he's looking good this weekend, that's
yeah.
for sure. I wouldn't have known he got hurt, that's for sure, so... So it looks like, I don't know if he's fully recovered or not. Only you know that, I guess. But
I think he is. We're still going on with the rehab just for the summer until we get through Worlds. And then I'm going to try and focus on conditioning over the winter because I'm pretty sure he hurt himself just because we've had such icy winters the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That I truthfully don't let him do too much outside just because he doesn't really know how to be careful, I guess. So I think it just was from a winter of having to be inside and not really doing too much that he went out when we had nice weather and just did too much.
A little overdid. Yeah, you're right. Winter's coming, and between the ice or the half-frozen snow that refreezes into sharp ice and everything like that, I know. I hear you. I get the same thing with my dogs. I'm always worried about them out there like that. So you said Worlds. You're going to Worlds?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Both dogs qualified, actually.
Oh, Guinness cool.
Guinness is going for Master, and we got an Iron Dog invite, which is the one thing I've wanted to go for now for, like, the last 4 years.
Awesome.
I think this is the fourth year now that it's been in Dubuque, I think, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. Iron Dog, that'll keep you busy.
Yeah. And Stella's going for Novice. I have no idea what she will do at Worlds because she gets distracted easily, and that's going to be the most challenging environment for her. But if she continues to get more confident, she might do well at Worlds, or she might not jump off the dock at all if there's too much going on. So I could have maybe just spent $150 to let her go to Dubuque.
Hey, it's there. It's the prestige. You're there.
Yeah.
And you know it's more than just dogs jumping off a dock at any Dock Dogs event, but especially at Worlds.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as exciting or probably more for the handlers even than the dogs there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's always such a great environment. So between here and Worlds, you got any other events you're going to try to get to? Or?
They're not confirmed yet, but I was thinking maybe Bloomsburg Fair the second weekend just to get one more national belt.
Mm-hmm.
National event under our belt for the year. And maybe Pittsburgh Pet Expo at the end of October because I think Stella would benefit from going to an indoor event before we go to Worlds.
Yeah, that would be a good place to acclimate a dog to indoor if anyone's trying to do that for Worlds. Absolutely.
I know Guinness will be fine, but Stella's not Guinness, and I have to do things differently.
Well, right.
So I think she would benefit from going to an indoor event first.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Well, very cool, Melissa. I appreciate you taking some time here. It's great to see you. This is the first time I've gotten to see you all season. I can't believe that. Because usually it's 3, 4, 5 events a year.
Yeah.
And our schedules just haven't matched up, so it's very cool.
It is, for sure.
All right, well, thank you.
No problem.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Thanks again to everyone that took out the time to talk with me so that I could share that with you here on Radio Doc Dogs. That's very much appreciated. And once again, what a great event. What great support. Man, I think that's the biggest thing I noticed the entire weekend was the support that came from GlycoFlex, all of the competitors, all the other sponsors that were there for the Beantown Doc Dogs event. Ozzy's, good food there, had their prime rib, had a couple burgers. That was a really good place. And, you know, just all around, all of the other sponsors. I don't even have a list here. I wish I did because they were all so supportive for the donations and everything like that, from the competitors' prizes to the charities and their raising of over $2,500. What a fantastic thing. So thanks again for the great time, Beantown Doc Dogs. I really did enjoy myself, and I know Jennifer did too. And you may not want to have her back. She kind of cleaned up there, didn't she? I think she won the 50-50 raffle. She won one of the other big raffle baskets. That was cool. And she won amateur finals with Cammie. So congratulations to my wife, Jennifer, winning amateur finals. That was a good time. I know she enjoyed that. All right, that's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Whatever you're doing this weekend, lots of Doc Dogs events going on. I hope you have fun. Of course, stay safe, drive safe, give those puppies some wet kisses and everything like that. If you're in the north, northeast, whatever your events are going on where the temperatures are cooling down, don't forget to get those dogs dried off, their tails up there on their butts and everything like that to help reduce or eliminate dead tail as much as possible. That seems to work for us. We also feed some fish oil ahead of time, or you may get that, put that into their meal, or just some pills or something like that. That's what we do to help prevent it, and it's worked so far. Ever since we learned about it and my dog Cammie got it once, it was not a pleasant experience. We know that the dogs are in pain for that, so not a good time for them. So do what you can to prevent that. Make sure you bring extra towels and stuff like that to get them dried off if it's going to be cold and cool. That's most likely when dead tail is going to happen. All right, so that's it. Once again, be safe. Keep your doggy safe. Jump big, have fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.